Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivardha Thank you. बिहारी हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय प्रभुपाद नीताय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नीताय जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमद देवेंद्र सभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी ठाकुर प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय वी आर रीडिंग टुडे फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 21 टेक्स्ट नंबर 1 एंड 2 टेक्स्ट 1 श्री शुक उवाच इत्थम् शरद स्वच्छ जलम पद्माकर सुगंधिना न्यविशद वायुना वातम सगो गोपालको अच्युतः श्रीशुकवाच इत्थं शरद स्वच्छ जलम पद्माकर सुगंधिना न्यविशद वायुना वातम स गो गोपालकोचुतः श्रीशुकवाच इत्थं शरस्वच्छजलं पद्माकरसुगन्धिना न्यविशद्वायुना वातम् स गो गोपालकोऽच्युत श्रीशुकवाच इत्थं शरत्स्वच्छजलम् पद्माकरसुगन्धिना न्यविशद्वायुना वातम् स गो गोपालकोऽच्युत वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग श्री शुकवाच श्री सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड इत्थम इन दिस वे शरद ऑफ द फॉल सीजन स्वच्छ क्लियर जलम हैविंग वॉटर पद्माकर फ्रॉम द लेक filled with lotus flowers, Sugandhina, with the sweet fragrance, Nyavishad, he entered, Vayuna, by the breeze, Vatam, ventilated, Sa, with, Go, the cows, Gopalakah and the cowherd boys, Achutah, the infallible Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translations and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami said, thus, the Vrindavan forest was filled with transparent autumnal waters and cooled by breezes perfumed with the fragrance of lotus flowers growing in the clear lakes. The infallible Lord, accompanied by his cows and the cowherd boyfriends, entered that Vrindavan forest. This has no purport, so we'll take the next verse. कुसुमित वनराजी शुष्मभृंग द्विजकुलघुष्ट सरह सरिन्महिद्रम मधुपतिर अवाघ्य चारयण घा सह पशुपाल बलश्चुकुज्य वेणु. ट्रांसलेशन. द लेक्स रिवर्स एंड हिल्स ऑफ वृंदावन रिसाउंडेड विद द साउंड्स ऑफ मैडेंड बीज एंड फ्लॉक्स ऑफ बर्ड्स मूविंग अबाउट द फ्लावरिंग ट्रीज. In the company of the cowherd boys and Balaram, Madhupati Shri Krishna entered that forest, and while herding the cows, he began to vibrate his flute. Purport. As suggested by the words Chukuja Venum, Lord Krishna skillfully blended the sound of his flute with the lovely sounds of Vrindavan's multicolored birds. Thus, an irresistible heavenly vibration was created. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदां सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीन इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Translations Shukdev Goswami said, Thus the Vrindavan forest was filled with transparent autumnal waters and cooled by breezes perfumed with fragrance of lotus flowers growing in the clear lakes. The infallible Lord, accompanied by his cows and the cowherd by friends, entered that Vrindavan forest. The lakes, the rivers and hills of Vrindavan resounded with the sounds of maddened bees and flocks of birds moving about the flowering trees. In the company of the cowherd boys and Balaram, Madhupati Shri Krishna entered that Vrindavan forest and while herding the cows, he began to vibrate his flute. Hare Krishna. So welcome all the devotees for today's morning Srimad Bhagavatam class on the eve of Shri Krishna Janmashtami. So, seeking best wishes and prayers and blessings from all the devotees to speak something on Shri Krishna and Vrindavan Dham so that we can prepare our consciousness for the upcoming Janmashtami festival. Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan and Hari Shauri Prabhu recollects one wonderful anecdote. This is before Hari Shauri Prabhu had joined Srila Prabhupada as a personal servant. Hari Shauri Prabhu was in Vrindavan and he was asked to become a temple commander in Vrindavan. And Hari Shauri Prabhu came to Srila Prabhupada with a predicament, with an issue, with a problem. He said, Srila Prabhupada, I have to manage this huge crowd of people who come to take darshan in the Krishna Balaram Mandir. These Indians, they come, they are not following any rules, there is no discipline, we try to discipline them, ask them to come in a particular line or queue, but none of them follow me. And then what happens when I push them? Then they become angry on me. So Prabhupada, what should I do? I want them to come in a proper discipline so that they can take darshan. And I don't want to push them, but I have no other choice but to push them. And then they become angry on me, and then I become angry on them. So Prabhupada just smiled and said, push, but also smile while pushing. So Harishwaripu was like taken aback with just one sentence answer. No, push, continue pushing, don't stop pushing, but smile and push. And indeed, Harishwaripu mentions that he did that, and the feedback was more positive, where people appreciated the push because he was pushing while smiling. So everyone appreciated. It was not a groin or it was not an angry face. He was pushing. And Harishwaripu was mentioning his beautiful pastime in Vrindavan once, and he was mentioning that Srila Prabhupada is trying to connect us to the understanding of pushing. This world requires, because everyone in this world is so lethargic that everyone requires a push in this world. So the acharyas are pushing us. Krishna is also pushing us. But Prabhupada is saying they all are pushing us with a smile. And we enjoy that push. Indeed, this world is full of struggle, as we see that we are struggling so hard in this material world. Srila Prabhupada encapsulates the whole material world in this beautiful poem he wrote as a glorification to his spiritual master. This famous poem where he wrote that absolute sentient Tao has proved, impersonal calamity Tao has moved. So that is the two lines which is very famous. I would like to read some few lines where Prabhupada encapsulates the conditioned soul in this material world. He says this way, O my master, the evangelic angel, give us thy light, light up thy candle. Struggle for existence, a human race, the only hope is divine grace. Misled we are, all going astray. Forgotten Krishna, we fallen souls, pray, paying most heavy the illusion stole. The only hope is divine grace. So Srila Prabhupada has encapsulated the whole struggle we are going through this material world. I remember one time Bhaktirasamrita Maharaj had come to our temple and had gone to his room to ask whether he can give the next day Srimad Bhagavatam class. So I went inside his room and I offered obeisances, and then Maharaj saw me and he said, so Baldev Das said, how are you? Before I could even say anything, he was asking, how are you? And I was just thinking, what should I say? Because, you know, if someone asks you who is your equal or someone very close to you, you may say, simple, you know, I am fine, okay, everything is good. But someone is very senior who actually knows you in and out, and if he asks you, how are you, then you better be a very philosophical or a very straightforward answer should be. So I took some time to recollect my thoughts. I remember the same thing also came when I met my spiritual master, Radhanath Maharaj. After the book distribution marathon, whenever I go with the score, he sees the score and he sees me. And then he says, are you happy doing this? And then the whole marathon goes like a whole 30 days. And then I say, yes, Maharaj, I was happy doing it. Like, so similarly, I was recollecting, and then I said, in a philosophical way, I said, Maharaj, I'm struggling. That's a very nice answer, right? To make the balance the whole question. And immediately came the reply, are we struggling to stay in this world or to move out of this world? That was it. And there was no more reply to that. So we are struggling. Everyone is struggling in this material world. What this struggle is all about? Srila Prabhupada is saying, let's struggle to move out of this material world. Let's go to the realm of Krishna, where Srila Prabhupada is inviting us. We are all struggling. This material world, as Prabhupada says, that we are paying heavy illusion toll for all the enjoyment we are getting. And this is a very difficult place to stay. We are all struggling. One time there was a cricketer. He was playing a cricket match. And he was scoring good runs. He came after 35 runs. And when he got 35 runs, he removed his helmet, but took his bat out, and he was waving. And everyone was wondering, why he is waving? So his co-batsman came up to him and congratulated him. And then, by the way, why are you waving? Because you have not completed 50 runs. not even 100 runs, and not our team also has not reached 200, some big target. Said, you don't understand. When I was a school going kid, I always struggled in my studies. And this 35 is a golden number for me. I would struggle to get 35 marks. So when I got 35 runs, I felt, wow. So we're all struggling with our spiritual life, right? Every day we chant 16 rounds, and what a sigh of relief we get when we finish 16 rounds. Right? Wow, that was good. Sometimes devotee also mention, aaj mala khatam ho gaya. And sometimes we boast also, we are chanting 16 rounds for last 15 years, 20 years, 10 years, as if we are doing such a big thing. But yes, we are struggling. We are struggling with our chanting, with our principles, with our sadhana. And yet in this whole struggle, we are here, where Srila Prabhupada is pushing us and smilingly pushing us in Krishna consciousness so that we progress towards our journey to Krishna Loka, to Vrindavan Dham. The Vrindavan Dham from where we have come, the spiritual world. So today, we thought of discussing about a journey through the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, through the purports of Srila Prabhupada, through the medium of Srila Prabhupada, enter into Vrindavan through Krishna Leela. Start with Krishna entering, appearing in Mathura, then going to Gokul Mahavan, and if time permits, we'll go beyond that to other ones, other forests of Vrindavan as well. So this is Vrindavan which Srila Prabhupada has given us, where there is every step, as Brahma Samhita mentions, Katha, Ganam, Natyam, Gamanam Api, Vamshi Priya Sakhi. We're talking about Krishna playing flute. Vamshi Priya Sakhi. Katha Ganam, where every word is Katha, where every word is a song. In material world, every Katha is Vyatha. We're discussing only problems, right? Most of the time it is problem. Most of the time we are very grave. One devotee was mentioning very nicely, when you take photographs, we have to ask people, please smile. And sometimes while taking photograph, it becomes very late while taking them. He said, ay, jaldi karo. How much should I smile? Because to keep that smile on also is difficult. We are almost very grave in our faces. I was traveling and one devotee told me, that let's take photograph and everyone's standing. And it was taking time, there are 5-6 people who are taking photograph, the group photo, so everyone's not able to smile long. So let's chant Paneer. And everyone chanted Paneer. And they click photo. So everyone's smiling. So when you speak Paneer, you kind of stretch your lips. It looks like you smile, and then you click the photo. So Katha Ganam. Katha Ganam Natyam Gamanam Api Vamshi Priya Sakhi. Every step is a dance in spiritual world. In material world, every step is padam padam, yad vipadam natesham. So here is Srila Prabhupada, here are our acharyas who are inviting us. Let's go to spiritual world, the realm where we have come from, and let's get out of this material world and go back to Krishna. So, today in our presentation, we will speak something about Srila Prabhupada's beautiful thoughts while he was in Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada left Vrindavan to take Vrindavan to whole world, and then he did return to Vrindavan to bring everyone to Vrindavan and make them experience what Vrindavan is all about. So we also we will go to, as we mentioned, through pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, go to Gokul Mahavan from Mathura and so on. Srila Prabhupada was once reading his own book, Krishna book. Now Srila Prabhupada's masterpiece Srimad Bhagavatam. He gave his whole life for dictating Prabhupada's Bhaktivedanta purports for Srimad Bhagavatam. But Prabhupada also realized that because of his failing health and his aging body, he may not complete Srimad Bhagavatam. And therefore, while translating Srimad Bhagavatam, he paused and he gave us the Krishna book. Srila Prabhupada was once reading Krishna book, and Shruta Kirti Prabhu happened to come inside the room to do his seva. So Prabhupada said, this Krishna book, this book is enough. There is no need of any other book to achieve perfection. And Shruta Kirti Prabhu only could say, Jai Prabhupada. And then he went away. He was continuing his service. After some time again he was around and Prabhupada said, no need to read the whole book also. Just read one page of Krishna book. That is enough for achieving perfection. And again Shruta Kirtipu said, Jai Prabhupada. After some time Prabhupada was reading. And Prabhupada called him, no need of reading even one page. Just read one line of this Krishna book and life is perfect. He said, Jai Prabhupada. So Prabhupada would always say that, have you seen any author reading his own books? No. But I do read my books. Why? Because I have not written those books. Those books are written by Krishna. One time one reporter was asking Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada was mentioning these books are written by Krishna. So she was confused. So one devotee came into picture and he was trying to explain the whole thing. What Prabhupada is trying to say is Prabhupada is in parampara, Krishna, Brahma, Narada, Vyasa, parampara, like that Prabhupada is saying. So Prabhupada just cancelled him and said, what are you saying? I am saying Krishna wrote those books. Yes, Krishna dictates and I write. And that's why I am reading my own books, because I relish books, because it is not by me, it is Krishna who has written these books. So here is Srila Prabhupada who has given us a glimpse of Vrindavan through his Bhaktivedanta purports. Srila Prabhupada gave us Bhaktivedanta purports, and through purport of Srila Prabhupada we can see the whole spiritual world. We need help of a pure devotee to reach Krishna. Krishna is inconceivable. Krishna is beyond our senses. Na bhavet grahyam indriye. But the same Krishna is easily accessible through the medium of a great soul. One time Krishna while he was in Vrindavan, he decided to play a unique game with his friends. It was called hide and seek. In Hindi we call it luka chipi, right? So Krishna wanted to change the game a little. Generally in hide and seek, one person, he covers his eyes and everyone runs and hides. And then he has to catch one person and then that person gets out and he becomes the main contender then. Krishna said, you all close your eyes, I will hide. And let us see whether you can find me. So all said, Krishna, one person is enough for you. So no, I give a challenge, you will not find me. So they all close their eyes and Krishna just disappears. And they open their eyes and Krishna is not there. And they are frantically searching for Krishna everywhere. They cannot find Krishna anywhere. And they get bewildered. Where is Krishna? We actually search each and every tree. On the tree, below the tree, behind the bushes. Krishna was not to be found. Krishna told, you can't see me. You can't catch me. And Krishna was very philosophical in his answer. Yes, we can't catch Krishna. We can't see Krishna. Suddenly one of the boys, he spotted a peacock. The peacock had opened its feathers and was dancing. So this boy was thinking, why the peacock is dancing now? It's no rains, no rain clouds. And suddenly an idea struck him. Maybe this peacock must have seen Krishna. Because Krishna is Ghanashyam. His color is like dark monsoon cloud. So maybe that may be the reason. Yes, indeed the peacock had seen Krishna hiding behind a tree. And seeing Krishna, immediately pulled his all feathers and was dancing. So all the coward boyfriends of Krishna came near peacock, behind the peacock, and they were watching where the peacock is glancing or seeing. And from that vision of peacock, they found Krishna behind a bush and they went and caught Krishna. So this story illustrates a very beautiful lesson that we cannot catch Krishna, we cannot see Krishna. But just like the coward friends of Krishna took the help of one devotee, the peacock, and through the medium of the peacock they could see Krishna. Similarly, we also can see Krishna in our life. We can catch Krishna in our life if we follow the vision of a Mahatma, a pure devotee. So this is the vision that we are following in this ISKCON society. We have very fortunate that we have the access to such a valid information of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada's books. And through these books, we can see Krishna, We can glorify Krishna, we can hear about Krishna, and we can reach Krishna. Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan on a terrace, and Prabhupada was writing something with his pen. So one friend of Prabhupada from Vrindavan came. And he came and he met Prabhupada, he spoke in Hindi. And immediately his eyes startled. He saw Prabhupada was using the famous Parker pen. Now many of us do not know what is Parker, but there was famous Parker pens, were very famous that time. So do you have a Parker pen, Prabhupada? I said, yes. And Prabhupada said, Parker. Whatever I write through this pen, people will read these books and then Parker. They will cross over the ocean of birth and death. And indeed, Prabhupada's books are Parker. By reading books of Prabhupada, we will cross over the ocean of birth and death. Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan once, and after the Guru Puja, after the Darshanati, Prabhupada was doing circumambulation. Just like now also we do in Vrindavan temple, Krishna Balaram. Before the Guru Puja, there is the circumambulation of the whole temple with Prabhupada deity. So that is a parampara which Srila Prabhupada actually did physically also. So Prabhupada did 3 parikrama, and then he came and stood near one place. And all the devotees were standing near Prabhupada. And Prabhupada suddenly smiled. And he remembered some pastime of Krishna. He said, Krishna likes yogurt. Prabhupada suddenly said, out of nowhere, Krishna likes yogurt. And Krishna steals yogurt from the gopis' pots. And Prabhupada was smiling. And Prabhupada said, Balaram, he likes honey. And he also steals honey. So Prabhupada was in light mood and he was recollecting a pastime of cowherd friends of Krishna and Krishna Leela. There was one devotee, a very new devotee, who had just joined. He had come from Nepal and he had joined. So immediately he was so enlightened, he said, Prabhupada, I also like yogurt. So Prabhupada, Krishna likes yogurt, I also like yogurt. So Prabhupada said, and Prabhupada asked the devotee, who is he? Prabhupada, he just joined, he's from Nepal, he looks like a European, Prabhupada said. So that devotee's complexion was little whitish. So Prabhupada thought he's a European devotee. He said, oh, you like yogurt? So Prabhupada said, your name will be Dhari Baksha Das. He was not initiated also. Dhari Baksha Das. Dhari Baksha means, Bhaksha means eat. Dhari means yogurt. Yogurt eating brahmachari. And this devotee, Dhari Bhaksha Prabhu, remembers that he had not initiated also. And he was very happy. He got a name from Prabhupada, Dhari Bhaksha Das. Few days later, he was in the initiation line. And everyone was coming and taking initiation. And he came and Prabhupada asked, so, how many rounds will chant? So, minimum 16 rounds. What are principles? 4 principles. So, Prabhupada gave the beat and said, I will not give you any name because I already given you a name. So Prabhupada remembered it. Few days back I told him Dhari Bhaksha Das. So your name will be Dhari Bhaksha Das. So this was Prabhupada, world acharya, and how he was so cool, so natural in Vrindavan while staying there and remembering the beautiful pastimes of Vrindavan. When Srila Prabhupada was in Los Angeles in America and Prabhupada was on this marathon of Chaitanya Charitamrita printing, so the Madhya Leela volume 1 came out, those times books were very rare and devotees would hanker for touching the book or reading the book, right? So the Madhya Leela volume came and one print was Prabhupada and one was with devotees and devotees would take turns to read that, you know, whatever they could glimpse, 5 minutes they would read something, another devotee pulled out and then he would read. So few devotees gathered together and they were reading together and they came across this beautiful pastime of Nityanand Prabhu and Advaita Acharya transcendentally arguing and fighting when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityanand Prabhu had gone for prasadam in the house of Advaita Acharya. It was so humorous. Advaita Acharya was like pulling the leg of Nityanand Prabhu and Nityanand Prabhu was pulling the leg of Advaita Acharya. It was very humorous and devotees were laughing that two supreme personality of Godheads are having joke with each other, pulling their legs each other's. It was very humorous. They had not seen, for them they had no experience of all that and suddenly reading a book, but Nityanand Prabhu is playing jokes with Advaita Acharya and Advaita Acharya is playing with jokes with Nityanand Prabhu. So devotees were so enlightened with the humorous pastime. So next day this devotee thought, one of the devotees, I will kind of ask Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada was on the morning walk and his devotee said, Prabhupada, Chaitanya Charitamrita is so humorous. And Prabhupada said, why just Chaitanya Charitamrita? Spiritual life is humorous, Prabhupada said. Whole spiritual activity is humor. And Prabhupada recollected, just like in Vrindavan, one time Krishna was with his friends and also with the gopis. So Krishna saw an old lady, very old lady. So Krishna wanted to play fun with the old lady. So Krishna went to the old lady and said, you old lady, you are so old, you should get married. So everyone is giggling and smiling and laughing. Krishna is saying that old lady to get married. And then Krishna said, because no one will marry you, you should marry a monkey. And everyone is giggling and laughing. And this old lady was saying, Krishna said, oh Krishna, I am your pure devotee. I don't have any material desires. If I will marry, I will marry only you. As soon as she said that, all the gopis and gopas started clapping their hands loudly and giggling and shouting. And that indicated a clear moral of the story. Krishna had told her to marry a monkey. And she said, I will marry you. So the gopis and the gopas were saying, Krishna, you are the best bride because you are actually like a monkey. And Prabhupada just, when Prabhupada narrated his story, said, Prabhupada said, gopis laughing and clapping defeated Krishna and his face became very small. So this was Prabhupada. He was wherever in the world, he was connected to Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada was in New York once and he was giving a talk. And he was mentioning, we are so far away in a remote corner of the world, away from Vrindavan. And here he was in New York. People consider New York to be like center of the whole world, you know. Going to New York is an ambition of many people. And Prabhupada is going to New York is in the remote corner of the world. I am so far away from the real epicenter, that is Vrindavan. Prabhupada was in Florida and he saw a beautiful photo of the Panchatattva. And Prabhupada said, we are in such a remote corner of the world, so far away from Sridham, Mayapur. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is constantly dancing in Sankirtan. So this was Srila Prabhupada. He was traveling all over the world, whether in Vrindavan or out of Vrindavan, but he was always in Vrindavan. That was his consciousness. Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan and one Indian gentleman came and he asked Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji, why Krishna is so lusty? Why does he marry 16,108 wives? So Prabhupada said, what is your problem? You say Krishna is lusty. I say Krishna is unlimitedly lusty. You say Krishna marries 16,108 wives. I say Krishna can marry 16 million wives. You have any problem? And the person was flabbergasted. He never thought that Prabhupada could glorify Krishna with that parameter also. That yes, Krishna is unlimited. Can you be unlimited? Lusty? Can you marry so many ladies, get so many wives? So Prabhupada, with his own words, his manasa kaya vacha, he was always glorifying Krishna. He was always preserving the Krishna culture wherever he went. So one of the names of Tulsi Devi from the Shastra is called as Vishwa Pujita. Vishwa Pujita. Now Tulsi is very auspicious, very spiritual. But more likely, more of Indians know that Tulsi is very auspicious, right? In the outside world, they don't know Tulsi name also. They call it Basil. So how come now Tulsi Maharani has gone all over the world and become famous? We have devotees worshipping Tulsi Maharani everywhere in the world. So in one sense, the Vishwa Pujita title of Tulsi Maharani was limited to Bharat Varsha, has gone all over the world because of the preaching of Srila Prabhupada. Indeed, Srila Prabhupada made Tulsi and Vrinda and Vrindavan famous all over the world. Srila Prabhupada was, the initial days, was in Dr. Mishra's yoga studio. And there was one PhD student there, his name was Damberg. He was doing his PhD from McGill University. And he was very spiritual minded, so he had come for the yoga classes. From 13 age onwards, he was very much spiritually inclined, a seeker. So one day he asked Dr. Mishra, can you describe God to me? And Dr. Mishra just put aside the question and said, no need, just meditate and relax. So anyway, he just meditated and relaxed. But Prabhupada heard that. So next day, Srila Prabhupada, he made prasad for everyone, so everyone eating prasadam. And Prabhupada was like, you know, went to Damburg and said, I'm going for a morning walk. Would you like to come with me? I said, yes, why not? So Damburg was with Prabhupada, and Prabhupada was walking, and Prabhupada saw the green lawn and said, this grass is green. See such a beautiful carpet Krishna has made for all of us. So Prabhupada was relating to grass. Normal thing which everyone is watching. This is grass, this is green, it's like a carpet. And Krishna has made this carpet for us to sit and enjoy. Then Prabhupada walked and he saw a beautiful lake. And Prabhupada said, in this lake there are hundreds and thousands of living entities. We do not know them. But each of them Krishna knows. Krishna knows who is that person in past life, who is he now, where is he come from. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada was introducing Damburg to who God is, Krishna. So Damburg was excited to see actually God is everywhere and that God has a name and that is Krishna. After some time, Damburg wanted to ask questions. So he turned to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, Swamiji, what is this you are wearing, this tilak? And Prabhupada said, this is V. V means victory. Krishna is always victorious. And Damburg was completely defeated. Damburg was so impressed that he started visiting Srila Prabhupada, often getting instructions for him. And later on started chanting 16 rounds and he became an initiated devotee. He became Janardhan Das. So this was how Srila Prabhupada was introducing Krishna to the Western world, were connecting everything he saw with Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada, as I mentioned, when he was in Vrindavan, he began the work of his masterpiece, Srimad Bhagavatam. Gargamuni Prabhu recollects that Srila Prabhupada also wrote the book Easy Journey to Other Planets in Vrindavan. And then he went on to distribute those books. That was one of his first small booklets, Easy Journey to Other Planets. So Gargamuni Prabhu, when he came to India from West, Prabhupada had given him the key of his trunk in the Radha Damodar temple. So when he opened the trunk, he saw the manuscripts, so many things Prabhupada had typed. And he was impressed by seeing such a trunk loaded with manuscripts. He picked up and he decided that Vrindavan, I don't know much of service. So he had a small typewriter in which he again began to, it was actually written in hand, so he was typing all that thing. And he saw uniquely Prabhupada's all manuscripts were written on a page which was one side blank, other side was printed with something else. Then he realized that Prabhupada was such an utter poverty in Vrindavan, he had no money to buy paper. No money. Prabhupada writes in Jaladutta diary, also Prabhupada recollects and tells his disciple that my maintenance was only 1 rupee at that time per month. In 1 rupee Prabhupada used to have all his maintenance done. Prabhupada had no money literally. So Gargamuni researched how these papers came. Then he came to know in Vrindavan, if you buy a notebook, it was 5 rupees and Prabhupada could not afford that notebook. So Prabhupada bought in bulk, in kilos, paper which was reused. That means one side usable, other side not usable. And such paper was available. So Prabhupada would go and buy those papers. And on those paper, on the other side, he would write those manuscripts. And he was started, Gargamuni saw that most of the pages which Prabhupada wrote, they came from one source. It was from the Russian embassy. He said, I don't know why Prabhupada chose to buy papers from Russian embassy, because it would happen that many embassies, they would have their newsletters coming up, right? So newsletters, one page, and then stocks of them, after a certain time it becomes useless, so they would send in raddi, you know, and trash, and then that people would resell that. So those kind of papers would come in the stock in Vrindavan, and people would buy, specifically Prabhupada would buy the Russian embassy papers. So he was mentioning that Prabhupada was so busy in Vrindavan, he hardly had any time to hear radio, even read newspaper. But Prabhupada, while writing those manuscripts, would glance on the Russian newsletter about what's happening in Russia, what's happening in the world. And while glancing, Prabhupada saw in the Russian newsletter, the information of Sputnik, the first ever rocket was launched in the space, and it was success for the South Soviet Union at that time, Russia. So Prabhupada saw that, and Prabhupada decided to write the book Easy Journey to Other Planets based on that information from that newsletter, which was the back of his page. So this was Srila Prabhupada, and the way he utilized everything for Krishna's service. Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan. One young girl, 12-year-old, her name was Sarina. She ran to Prabhupada and said, "Prabhupada, I am trying to make a garland, but I do not know which flower to put when. What should I do?" So she is a very small girl running to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, "Don't worry." Prabhupada removed his garland and put around her and said, "You see this garland and make another garland." So this was Prabhupada, how he would interact with even a small child like this, Sarina. One time one devotee came and asked the Prabhupada, "How many great souls," this is in Vrindavan again, "how many great souls are there like you today in this world?" "How many great souls like you are there today in this world?" And Prabhupada said, "Maybe few, not many." And then Prabhupada turned around to him and said, "But why are you asking this useless question? Why don't you become one?" This was Prabhupada. So Prabhupada was so light and humorous that he would answer very simple, but he would also give philosophical understanding. "You are talking about how many people are pure devotees. Why don't you become a pure devotee?" Right? So this was Srila Prabhupada, how he was connecting everyone in Vrindavan. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj mentions in his memories that when he was in Vrindavan, when he reached Vrindavan for the first time, and Srila Prabhupada came there, and he was so happy to meet Prabhupada every day. Morning he would come, be with Prabhupada whole day, and then again the night time, he would go to Yamuna and sleep there. So when Prabhupada was leaving Vrindavan, everyone in Vrindavan, the devotees, disciples of Prabhupada, was telling them, "No, you should not stay. Vrindavan is not for us. It is Maya. You should go and preach." You know. So on this, so Maharaj said, "I was feeling very heavy because I was really loving Vrindavan so much." So Maharaj recollects, Radhanath Maharaj, then when Prabhupada was leaving, everyone was offering obeisances, and Maharaj also offered obeisances. And he offered obeisances a little longer, offering pranam. And when he woke up, when he got up, he saw Prabhupada's feet. Prabhupada was waiting for him to get up. And Prabhupada asked him, "So, since how long you are in Vrindavan?" And Radhanath Maharaj said, "6 months." "So you like Vrindavan?" And Maharaj said, "Yes, Prabhupada." He said, "Very nice. Vrindavan is very good." And Prabhupada left. And Maharaj mentions, "I thought Prabhupada would say, you know, why you are staying in Vrindavan? You come out of Vrindavan and preach." But Prabhupada appreciated my staying in Vrindavan. And I was so happy that Prabhupada is so concerned and so caring for me. So Maharaj continued to stay in Vrindavan, and as we know that his visa expired and he had to leave India. And he was not very happy. So he would meet all these great souls in Vrindavan. He mentions in his journey home book, he met Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, he met Shripad Baba, he met Ghanshyam Baba, and they all would say, "Don't worry, you go to US back, and whenever you get chance, come again to Vrindavan and stay here. But when you go to US, we have heard Bhaktivedanta Swami has created new Vrindavan, you go and stay there." So Maharaj heard about this and said, "Yes, that's very nice." So Maharaj mentions in one of his talk, also he mentions in memory, that he came traveling and he landed in New York. So then he came to know there is a Hare Krishna center. So he came to the Hare Krishna center. And by good fortune, Prabhupada also came to New York that time. And Prabhupada gave a very beautiful class. Maharaj was sitting in the class and hearing. And after the class, few devotees from New York, they got up and said, "So Prabhupada is going to New Vrindavan now. And we need a lot of people to help us to arrange Vrindavan, New Vrindavan, so Prabhupada can come. So anyone willing to come, please raise your hands or meet me." Meet, the devotee said. So Maharaj thought, "Well, I was told to go to New Vrindavan. It's a wonderful opportunity. Prabhupada is coming there also." So immediately Maharaj went and talked to devotees, and they took Maharaj to New Vrindavan. So Maharaj was in New Vrindavan. He was staying there, and Prabhupada came there. And there was the old Vrindavan, the Vrindavan which was there in the Bahulavan form. And devotees mentioned Prabhupada stayed for 1 month in that thatched hut with no facilities. Literally no facilities. And Maharaj says that, you know, when I was there with Srila Prabhupada, I had already surrendered Srila Prabhupada, and now I felt that what is this? What is the meaning of surrender, you know? Surrender means whatever your spiritual master desires, that is your desire. Not that one surrenders and yet keeps his own personal desire as intact. So, Maharaj mentions that when I heard Srila Prabhupada giving Bhagavad Dharma classes, I decided to just follow whatever Prabhupada said. And Prabhupada told me, stay in Vrindavan and associate with devotees and serve devotees here. And Maharaj decided, yes, this is Vrindavan for me. And Adhanama said, I found Vrindavan in that land of Nivrindavan. So this was how Srila Prabhupada connected everyone to Vrindavan. And yes, so Srila Prabhupada, he mentions this beautiful thing of how Krishna appeared in Mathura and he went to Vrindavan. Now Krishna is appearing in Mathura and when going to Vrindavan has various variations. Some Braj Premi Acharyas, they say that Krishna actually appeared in Vrindavan, not in Mathura. Krishna of Vrindavan is different, Krishna of Mathura is different, Krishna of Dwarka is different, right? Like once Radhanath Maharaj gave a beautiful class many, many years back in the Yatra. And he was mentioning that there was one Baba who was every day doing Braj Parikrama, Vrindavan Parikrama, town. And he had a very unique vow. Unless he finishes Parikrama of Vrindavan, he is not going to drink even one drop of water, not even take one grain of prasadam. So one day this Baba was doing Parikrama. Those days were different days where Parikrama was not like today, where Parikrama is all proper roads and facilities. Those days very difficult to even figure out what is the road of Parikrama. You may get carried away some other path if you don't know the road properly. So this Baba was having a very jata, you know, matted hair, tapering, towering like that. So he was walking, and those days were a lot of thorny bushes in Vrindavan. So he was walking, he was like ducking his head and walking. But one place, when he was bowing down to avoid the thorny tree which was there, his one branch of that thorny tree stuck in his jata. And now it was very difficult because, you know, he cannot see also. As soon as he would raise his hand, the jata would go below behind and the thorny bush would go behind. So he became disturbed and he just shook his jata like this, you know, thinking that the thorny bush would go away. But now the thorny bush had got fully entangled in the jata. And he was thinking, now what to do? Because he just cannot move. He cannot move behind nor forward because he was completely entangled. Jata had already got entangled with a thorny branch of a thorny tree. So he remained like this for some time, suspended and thinking of Krishna, intensely praying to Krishna. Krishna, what to do? Because these are the days when people are not there in Parikrama path. Every 2 minutes you will find some yatri behind, you know, helping you. Maybe no one will come till next day. So he was intensely praying. And Krishna, he saw this struggle of this devotee of his. So Krishna came in a disguise form. And Krishna said, Baba, what happened? Now you can't see my matted hair is tied up with this thorny tree bushes. So Krishna removed the thorny bush. And Baba said, very nice, thank you. And this boy, Krishna, he said, Baba, I have got some nice water and food for you because I think so you are here stuck for a long time. Please take this food and water. He said, no. I have a vow. I have given a vow for my Krishna that unless I finish the Parikrama, I will not eat or not drink. So the coward boy said, why this vow? He said, I love Krishna. For Krishna I can do anything. The coward boy said, the young boy said, what if Krishna comes and tells you to drink water? So the man said, why will Krishna come to tell me all these things? I am such a small person. What if Krishna comes? You will drink? Maybe I will drink. So then Krishna revealed his original form, Shyam Sundar, playing flute. And he was like awestruck. Krishna has himself come. And Krishna said, now I am telling you, drink water. Take this food. Now this devotee, he is Krishna Bhakta Bada Chatur. He was thinking, such an opportunity Krishna is giving me to find, to see him. Why not take little more advantage of that? He said, I don't know which Krishna you are. You may be Dwarka Krishna. You may be also Mathura Krishna. How can I understand that you are my Krishna, Vrindavan Krishna? So Krishna said, hey, I am wearing pitambar. I am wearing a turban with all those beautiful jewels and minerals and beautiful fruit, flowers and leaves. I am playing flute. What else you need? This is my reality. So they said, no, my Krishna of Vrindavan is the lover of Srimati Radharani. So Srimati Radharani comes and she tells, this is my Krishna, then I will take you as my Krishna. So Krishna smiled and said, this devotee is very intelligent. He also wants the darshan of Srimati Radharani. So Krishna played his flute and Srimati Radharani came and his devotee was very happy, offered obeisances, and in this way he took water and food and Krishna took him to spiritual world. So we are narrating the story of how various acharyas speak Krishna pastime variously. Some say that Krishna never went out of Vrindavan. He was actually Yashoda Nandan. He is not Devaki Nandan. Devaki Nandan is different. Well, with all those beautiful different variations in Krishna pastime, there is no contradiction. Srila Prabhupada was once approached by one devotee. He said, Prabhupada, why different acharyas speak different purports for the same shloka? Are they contradictory? Prabhupada said, they are not contradictory. Your mind is contradictory, Prabhupada said. One time one boy, he came to his father and said, my dear father, from tomorrow onwards, I will not go to the school. So the father asked, what happened? My teacher, day before yesterday, she said, 5 + 4 = 9. So the father said, yes, 5 + 4 = 9. What is wrong? But yesterday she said, 6 + 3 = 9. So father said, so what? And today was the height of it. He said, today she said, 7 + 2 = 9. So I'm not going to school. So father had to explain that whatever may be the mathematics, the answer is important. Similarly, whatever may be the approach of glorifying Krishna, Krishna is so unlimited. Every acharya is visualizing Krishna from one particular angle and describing Krishna. The unlimited Krishna has been described in limited words. So therefore, the details are not important. The last is important. What, who has been described? Can Krishna not be unlimited? Can Krishna's pastime not be unlimited? We see so many times Krishna has unlimited variation in his pastimes because Krishna is full of variety. Krishna needs variety. Krishna will not come hundreds of times with the same pastime, right? Krishna will come with different angles. And Krishna's pastime is not that once in 5,000 years back Krishna did some pastime. No, Krishna's pastimes are eternally happening even today. So there is variation. So considering the angle of Srila Prabhupada, considering the angle of Shuka Vacha, Shukadeva Goswami, we see that how Krishna appeared in the land of Mathura, in the jail of Kamsa. Right? And we see that how he was born to Devaki and Vasudev. He is Vasudev Krishna. To cut the whole story short, Devaki and Vasudev are amazed because the small baby has become Chaturbhuj, four-armed Krishna. And they are praying. At the same time, Devaki, out of motherly affection, he tells Krishna, please hide your four-armed form, you know. Kamsa will come and he will try to destroy you. Now she sees Krishna standing there with four-armed form and she is still fearing for Kamsa, you know. That is motherly love. So Krishna again becomes a small baby. And Krishna tells Vasudeva, please take me away from this place to across the banks of Yamuna, on that side to Nanda Gokul, and place me in the house of Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. So now, as Vasudeva picks up the baby boy, Krishna, the shackles are automatically shackles come out. The jail doors open up. Everyone in the prison is fast asleep, right? Sometimes security guards sleep. But have you seen every security guard sleeping together? That's unprecedented, right? Maybe Janmashtami night they will sleep. But even whatever it may be. But that's Krishna's Yogamaya power. Everyone, not just security guard, Kamsa was sleeping. Kamsa was anticipating. He was ready. But even he was sleeping. Everyone in Mathura was fast asleep that midnight. And the only people who were awake were Devaki, Vasudeva and baby Krishna. And Vasudeva was walking. As he was walking, started raining. And Anantashesh came from behind and he give an umbrella covering to Krishna, protecting him from rain. As Vasudeva was walking, he came to Yamuna. Yamuna was flooded. Vasudeva was thinking, how I am going to cross this river? There is no boatman. And suddenly out of nowhere, a fox came. And Vasudeva was saying, everyone asked me, why this fox is awake? The fox saw Vasudeva and a fox entered Yamuna. And the fox was walking in the Yamuna. So the fox was indicating to Vasudeva, I am walking, that means my legs are on the ground. You just follow me. This is the place where the water is not deep. Who was this fox? This fox was Mahamaya, who had come as a fox, and he was guiding Vasudeva to go across Yamuna. So Vasudeva was now walking in that same line behind the fox, and it was only this much deep. But Yamuna Devi was thinking, how can I not get this opportunity of touching Krishna's feet? So Yamuna started rising in that area also. And finally Yamuna came, and Vasudeva was in high anxiety. What will happen? The water is rising, and I am in the midst of Yamuna. So Yamuna understood that, you know, Krishna, I want to touch Krishna's feet, but I can't keep this too much because Vasudeva is afraid. So she rose very fast, touched Krishna's feet, and then she came down, cooled down. In this way, she got a chance to touch Krishna's feet, and Krishna came across along with Vasudeva. Krishna was kept in Nanda Maharaj's house. Yashoda was fast asleep. She did not know. She had labor pains. She gave a baby girl. And Vasudeva got the baby girl to Mathura. So now we will fix our attention to Nanda Gokul. Krishna was born and Krishna cried. And that's when Yashoda woke up and he saw Krishna. She saw Krishna and she was so happy to see the beautiful face of Krishna smiling, crying and smiling together. And then all the ladies in the whole Braj, they were also asleep. So they woke up and they were very happy and they went to Nanda Maharaj and said, good news, you have got a son. And Nanda Maharaj was told, come inside. And every step for Nanda Maharaj was filled with anticipation because he was going to see his own son for the first time. He was walking. Then he was freezing. And then again he was walking and again he was freezing. This was how Nanda Maharaj was walking. And finally he came to Krishna and he saw the beauty of Krishna and he was froze. He could not do anything. He had never seen such a beautiful child in his life. His own child. So Nanda Maharaj later came to external consciousness and he decided to have a big gala event. His Janmashtami was the next day, which was called as Nanda Utsav. So everyone was called, everyone in Vrindavan got the news, Krishna is born, Krishna is born. A baby boy is born to Nanda and Yashoda. They all came and they were so happy with this news. They came to give gifts. Many ladies came, started singing beautiful bhajan songs in glorification of the event. Some of the ladies, they got some turmeric, some red powders and something else. And they were just sprinkling and putting like, you know, kind of smearing on each other's face. So a spontaneous kind of a color festival was just about to emerge out. And seeing that, the men became very happy and they started throwing haldi and those powders. And the ladies also were throwing. And Nanda Maharaj was thinking, why throw haldi and why throw powder, you know? Let me open my bhandar, my big whole godown of what? Milk, curd, butter. Let's add something more. Shrikhand. Basundi, because in Kali Yuga we don't have a taste of milk and curd so much, but basundi, sweet rice, we appreciate more. That's sweet rice, basundi, shrikhand. And everyone was playing holy with this dairy products. What a holy it was. We just cannot even imagine playing holy with unlimited milk and milk products. Right? We have an experience of playing holy with colors. And you play holy with colors, we have to be careful, you know, we have to see that our the powder does not enter our eyes, our mouth, our nose, you know, because it will be very difficult to get goes in the system then. But playing with doodh, dahi, butter and shrikhand, Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai, doodh, dahi, shrikhand and all that, mawa. And you play holy, just imagine someone throwing shrikhand at you, what will happen? Let it go in your mouth, no problem. Tasty, right? You'll open your mouth. Don't throw here and there. Throw here, you know. We'll be happy to have shrikhand in our mouth. This is Nanda Utsav of Nanda Maharaj. Adityaya. There were The whole canals, gutters were flowing with doodh and dahi and makhan and ghee. This is Vrindavan, Prabhupada said. This is the opulence of Vrindavan. 9 lakh cows of Nanda Maharaj. The whole bhandar was opened. Great demigods came to see Krishna because they are getting a chance to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead in childhood form. Lord Shiva came on the bull. Brahma came on the swan. Indra came on Airavat. All demigods, we have so many vahans here, right? I was thinking they must have come in different vahans here. They came in different vahans. Right? Everyone came. Indra, Chandra, Vayu, Kartikeya, Parvati came on the tiger, the lion, Ganeshi came on the mouse. Everyone was coming in their own vahan to see the beautiful face of Krishna as a small child. Shani Maharaj also came. All the grahas came, Shani also came. So everyone was coming inside the house of Nanda Maharaj to glance, to see Krishna's face. As Shani was entering, Nanda saw Shani. Yashoda saw Shani, says. Yashoda told Nanda Maharaj, don't let him come inside. We have heard if anyone Shani glances on, it's inauspicious. He should not come. So Nanda Maharaj said, I'm sorry, but you cannot come inside. So why? Because anyone you glance, that fellow has problem. Whatever, Sade Sati or whatever it may be. So you cannot come inside. And Shani was thinking, everyone got a chance, just me. Like for example, if you have someone, you're standing in the line of prasadam, and you miss the gulab jamun. But a 10-15 devotee is along with you, you don't mind. Misery loves company, right? We're all together. You're the only one who did not get gulab jamun. You frantically search, kuch chance hai, ek chota piece, aadha, dekho fridge mein dekho kuch hai kya. Because you're the only one who missed it. Shani missed it and he was not allowed. Shani became very desperate, very frustrated. He was a pure devotee of Lord, but he was not getting chance because of the particular administrative role he is in. So he went in the corner of Vrindavan somewhere and did tapasya. I will do tapasya, austerity for Krishna. And Krishna was there in the, cradle, yeah. But Krishna appeared in front of Shani and said, I'm very happy with your tapasya, that you did not give up. You want to take my darshan. So don't worry. These demigods have all come, they got my darshan and they will all go back. But you stay in Vrindavan because you have paid heavily for this darshan. So you stay this very place where you are now doing tapasya. This is your place in Vrindavan. Stay there. And I'll keep coming to this forest. And you will be able to see my life pastimes with my gopas and the gopis. So the place where Shani stayed is today called Kokilavan in Vrindavan. And Krishna told, you may think that you have to go to do your administrative duty, you have your own devotees and all, don't worry. You stay here, you will become famous in Braj. And all your devotees will come from very far places to Braj on Saturday, Shani day, and meet you here. And today also, 5,000 years later also, Kokilavan is a place where Krishna's beautiful pastimes, where Krishna sang like a kokila, kaku. Radharani came in the vesh of Shridhama and met Krishna, because this Kokilavan is very close to Javat. So those pastimes are all there. But yet, Kokilavan is famous for Shani Mandir. And people from Delhi, Agra, they come on Saturday, thousands of them, to see Shani Maharaj and offer the tail and oil on Shani. And next to Shani Maharaj is the beautiful temple of Radha Kokila Bihari. Krishna as one who sang like a kaku. So this is how Krishna's beautiful pastime in this place called as Gokul Mahavan took place. This is the place where Krishna killed so many demons. Putana, Trinavarta, Shakatasur. Right? Our Acharya is mentioned in the Bhagavatam 10th canto that Krishna purified all the Pancha Mahabhut in his Braj Leela. Yeah? So in Krishna, he ate mud. He purified the earth element. When Krishna ate, when Krishna drank water of Yamuna, he purified the water element. When Krishna killed Trinavarta, he purified the air element. When Krishna swallowed the forest fire, he purified the fire element. And Krishna killed Vyomasura, he purified the ether element. When you say Krishna purified even the Pancha Mahabhut in Braj with spiritual potencies. This is the place in Gokul Mahavan where Balramji also appeared through the womb of Rohini. This is the place where in the Nanda Goshala, Krishna and Balram name-giving ceremony was done by Gargarishi, Gargamuni. This is the place where Krishna stole butter. The butter stealing pastimes took place. This is the place, Nanda Gokul, where the fruit-selling lady came and she offered Krishna fruit and Krishna transformed her basket into jewels and emeralds and rubies. This is the place where Krishna performed Damodar Leela pastime. Krishna played wonderful games. This is the place where Krishna pulled down the twin Arjuna trees. And there is Raman Reti also in Nanda Gokul. In Raman Reti we had gone once within the Yatra. Dinibandhu was there and we remember how Dinibandhu just slept in the whole Raman Reti sand and everyone had covered Dinibandhu's body with full of sand. Just the face was remaining. And everyone full sand. I said, this is Raman Reti. And he said, this is the Reti. Reti means sand. In this place you will find Raman. Raman means joyful sand. He said, this is like talcum powder. You can all play here. And all the devotees, small, big, and they were like playing like small kids, and throwing sand, throwing the Reti on each other. So in Raman Reti, Dinibandhu Prabhu told a beautiful pastime that in Raman Reti once Parvati Devi, she was hearing from Lord Shiva the glories of feeding Mahaprasad to Vaishnavas. So after hearing a story and a glory, she decided that I should feed Vaishnavas Mahaprasad. So someone told that the best Vaishnava around you is Agastya Rishi, call him. So without informing Shivji, Parvati told, just call Agastya Rishi for Prasad in my house. So Shivji had come and he said, whom you invited? Agastya Rishi. Do you know Agastya Rishi? He has a very powerful appetite. This person had gulped, in one gulp, the entire ocean. And you're going to feed him? You're going to feed him eternally and he will not be happy, satisfied. So Parvati said, I'm already invited him. What can I do? So anyways, Parvati had cooked a big chappan bhog. And Agastya Rishi was there. And Shivji was feeding Agastya Rishi, prasadam. And he was eating, and there was no end to that. Eating. Finally, Parvati summoned all her maid servants to make more food, and everything was going inside Agastya Rishi, and he was not satisfied. It was still going on. And Parvati was thinking, now there will be a big aparadh. You want to feed a devotee, Vaishnava Prasad, but if he remains hungry, it's aparadh. So she was intensely praying, Shivji, what should I do? What can I do? You just pray. Lord Krishna, this is Braj Bhumi. So she was intensely praying, please help, O Lord. And Krishna, Hari, he came in the form of a brahmachari and said, Mata Bhiksham Dehi. He said, Bhiksham Dehi, we have trouble already feeding this person here. He said, no, I'll sit next to him, I'll eat little only. So Agastya Rishi was busy eating more prasadam and Krishna sat next to him. And the plate came and some prasad came and Krishna was eating. Krishna ate something and he did Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam. And he got up. And Agastya Rishi was shocked. Hey, Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam means now, traditionally, everyone should stop eating. Done. That means Agastya Rishi cannot eat now because now it's over. And Agastya Rishi, how can you do this? I have not even eaten half. In fact, I have not even drank water enough. So Lord, as Brahmachari said, don't worry. Parvati is in anxiety. You go like this. You told you want to drink water. When I come down here to perform my pastimes, I'll give enough quantity of water for you to drink. And then Dinibandhu Prabhu mentioned that when Krishna was lifting the Govardhan hill and Indra's Samvartaka cloud were blasting water, Krishna called Agastya Rishi. You stand on the corner there. All the water will flow like this. From Giriraj Govardhan, like a river it will flow. You just keep your mouth open and all the water you drink. So this is how Krishna, he arranged for Agastya Rishi also to be happy. So these all pastimes happened in which place? Nanda Gokul Mahavan. So Balramji appeared in Nanda Gokul Mahavan. So Balramji created his own forest there. That forest name is Vidrum Van. So now we have not heard Vidrumban anywhere, but Vidrumban is the exact place where this place called as Dauji is there. There is one place called Baldev or Dauji, where there is a beautiful deity of Lord Balaram in black color with Revati. That's very close to the same Mahavan area. So Balaramji's favorite place was that forest. And when Krishna, he married Rukmini, it is said that actually Krishna had already married the gopis in Vrindavan before. We have beautiful pastimes of Krishna marrying Radharani in Bandirvan. In fact, Braj Leela mentions that Krishna married not just once, many times. Krishna married in Barsana also. Krishna married Bandirvan. Krishna married in Vrindavan under Vamshivata. Krishna married Mansarovar, maybe some places like that. Four or five places where Krishna married gopis. So, Balaramji is Agraja. He is supposed to get married first. So, as per Srimad Bhagavatam, we see that Balaramji got married with Revati. And in Dwarka, when we go to Dwarka, we go to that area, we hear that Balaramji married Revati in Dwarka, on the Raivataka mountain, which is near Dwarka. But Brahma Vaivarta Puran and Garga Samhita mentions, actually, different kalpas, there are different stories. Balaramji married Revati in Vidrumban, in the place where Dauji is, that place. So how this place got the name Dauji is that when Balaramji, now Krishna, he left Vrindavan, went to Mathura, and they went to Dwarka. So when he was in Mathura, and 3 months had passed, and he had promised that he would go back to Vrindavan, for the gopis and the gopas and everyone. So Krishna sent Uddhava, the first person as a messenger, 3 months later from Mathura, and pacified. Our acharyas mentioned when Krishna sent Uddhava, Krishna also went along with Uddhava. With the message, Krishna entered Vrindavan in invisible form. So that was Krishna's avirbhav, invisible form. And Krishna manifested in between to some devotees. Like Radharani mentions, I saw Krishna and he ran, disappeared. Actually, Krishna manifested sometimes here, sometimes there, in some devotees, some gopas, and then he would just be invisible. So in invisible form, Krishna entered Braj along with Uddhava. But later when Krishna shifted very far away from Mathura, Dwarka, Krishna every night would remember all the devotees of Braj. Nanda, Yashoda, Gopis, Radharani. You would say, well, all 16,108 forms of Krishna while sleeping with their queens, Krishna will be shouting the names of these gopis of Braj, gopas of Braj. And all the queens would think, who are they? And Krishna said, they are from Vrindavan. So Krishna was always meditating on Vrindavan. So finally he sent Balaramji, you go now to pacify. It's long time now. So Balaramji came. So Balaramji decided to enter Vrindavan uniquely from the same place where his beautiful, his own forest, Vidrumban. From the south direction, Balaramji entered Braj. So Nanda Maharaj and all the people came to know Balaram is coming. Anticipation, they all ran to that corner of Vrindavan, that Braj corner, to welcome Balaramji. And Nanda Maharaj had taken 1 lakh cows with him there. And he thought, let us do Abhishek of Balaramji. So Nanda Maharaj, with all the friends of Nanda Maharaj, they milked the cows. And all the cows, the milk had to be stored. So they made a beautiful, huge excavation in the ground. And all the milk was stored there. So when Balaramji came, they did Abhishek of Balaramji at that very place. And Balaramji was doing all the Abhishek was there. All the milk was coming back down and entering the same kund. And that kund became the Maha Abhishek water of Balaramji. And this is how Balaramji entered Braj when he came back to Vrindavan from Dwarka. So Balaram deity, which was established there by Vajranabh Maharaj, it is mentioned that Balaramji's deity is black in color. Generally, Balaramji's deity always is white in color, right? That's very important. I suddenly remember one more story. One time, one devotee was distributing books, Krishna book. So, he came to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, there is one problem in distributing Krishna book. So, what is the problem? Now, we show all the color plates here, and here is Balaramji. He is punching and killing Pralambasuru. So, one time, one black person told, what is this? A white man is killing a black man. This is not good. So, Prabhupada, what should I say to that person? So, Prabhupada said, here the white is killing black, but you know who is our original God? Show him Krishna. He is also black. So, Prabhupada, then he said, Prabhupada, You are the best book distributor. You have the best of lines which you can say and convince anyone in this world to buy your book. And Prabhupada said, what can I do? So Prabhupada, so Balaramji's deity is black in color. So Vajranabh, why he established Balaramji as black? Because when Balaramji came to Vrindavan, he was in separation from Krishna. He was so much imbued with Krishna consciousness, thinking of Krishna, that his Varna became black, thinking about Krishna. Just like Krishna was thinking of Radharani and his Varna became Gaur Varna, so Balaramji's Varna became blackish form. And therefore in this temple, Balaramji is blackish because it's Krishna Mai along with Revati. So this is a beautiful place where in Mahavan, where Balaramji deity is there, where Balaramji got married to Revati. In fact, Vajranabh established the deity. Later, the Mughals attacked this place. So all the pujaris, they hid the deity in this kund, which was not now water, it was full of water. So hid the deity in the kund. For many years, no one knew where Balaramji, until one day, one devotee got a dream. And then he removed Balaramji from the kund there and re-established the worship of Daoji or Balaramji in this corner of Mahavan Gokul called as Vidrumban. So time is running out of our hands. Already gone over time. I'll halt here. We will hear more beautiful pastimes of Krishna Leela in coming days from different devotees. Thank you for sitting so long. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Shri Krishna Janmashtami Mahamahotsav ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you.